Good afternoon, faithful listeners. Kip Williams with you. Desolation Angel Radio is back on the air. It is April 10th, 2022. And for the first time in 3 years, I'm able to say that we are doing something that we used to do in the past, which is focusing the Desolation Angel Radio podcast on the Great Blue Heron Music Festival and the Heron overall. Let's open with a cut from what's going to be one of this year's headliners for Great Blue Heron 2022, then an interview with Julie Rockcastle. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being along. Let's do this. I'm so glad that you got to listen to those first couple of cuts, folks, because it is April of 2022, and Desolation Angel Radio is about to switch over, as it does sometimes during the summer, to basically Heron Radio. We have some big, big news because Julie Rockcastle broke some big news here a few weeks ago. After a couple years off, the Great Blue Heron Music Festival is coming back this summer to the Heron. Julie, thank you so much for bringing it back.
Well, sure.
Do you want to take the listeners through a little journey of what the last couple years has been like and how we got to here, how we got from there to here?
How we got here and where we're going? Yeah. We had the 2020 festival all figured out, printed posters, started selling tickets, which we always do pretty early in the year, and then March 20th or whatever came along, we realized that wasn't going to happen. Everything was going to shut down, so we kind of had already been talking about opening the place as a campground outside of that big July 4th weekend, and so we just, went ahead with that and said, okay, we're going to be a campground, and had a lot of little campers sitting around the land. I said, okay, we're going to do Airbnb, and we had a great, great turnout that year. A lot of people were looking for a place to be.
Oh, I well know that.
We had good traffic. We started to do a little bit of food, a little bit of music when they said you could have, outdoor dining and stuff. It worked perfect for us. And so we got through that year okay. Last year we got a little ambitious, decided we'd have music every weekend for 16 weeks and small, just one act or two. And so we did that. It wasn't quite as exciting or successful in some ways, but lots of people still came. We had a couple of really fun shows with like Keller Williams and different special acts we had. And again, we kind of got through it. And in the meantime, I built a really nice crew here of people that have been so supportive, like Kip and Paige. Like Kip and Paige and Jen and Todd and Josh and Lori and Faith. And, it's just been really awesome to have so much support and to keep rolling. So this year we're just gonna, we feel the tides are turning. It's okay to go back to normal somewhat, but we are gonna kind of keep working with a small idea, smaller, more boutique, intimate events. And so this year we're gonna do five live music weekends, and then all the other weekends we'll have camping, family camping, and see how that goes.
I'm going to switch out of interviewer mode here and go personal for a second. And I want to thank you so much for asking me to be part of what happened as we turned it into a campground at the start of 2020. You are family, and I love you so much. And I thank you for the opportunity to do that and to continue to do that. It meant a lot to me. You guys are your family, and everybody out there is family to me. So.
Likewise. Yeah, there was a lot of people just like, I need something to do. Need something positive to do, something to do outdoors.
Well, we know that specifically with me. We got to keep busy with things positive to do.
Yes,
keep him busy.
All of us.
I know.
That's just our saving grace, you know?
So you alluded to it being a little more intimate this summer. Let's talk about that for a second. Let's talk about what that means for the person who's used to the 7,000 person one weekend a summer Great Blue Heron. And how does that look different now?
Well, we expect to be at half that capacity. Mm-hmm. That's our plan. We're limiting the ticket sales for the Heron for a number of reasons, mostly for our ability to manage and keep things a little bit easier on us and the land. We really saw that the land needed to rest a little bit, and it was really nice to give the land a little break. So, yeah, we just rather spread the music across the season. You know, for us, that Big Bang one festival doesn't, you know, leave us any time to actually enjoy the music. And we just think more families will come maybe for some smaller things with really kick-ass music across the summer. And let's fill it up with people. And
yeah, let's do that.
Loving the land and being out, you know.
I'm looking forward to it, especially with some of the things I do there. I am looking forward to some smaller crowds, you know, and that more that communal family atmosphere that we have, where everybody just kind of loves one another and gets along.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. You know, and our mission is to build community and transform lives, you know. So, you know, people said last year, a lot of people said, oh, so nice to just have time to talk to people and hang out, you know, running from stage to stage and, you know, losing your friends and maybe seeing them at the end of the weekend. I think it'll just be really, really lovely for everybody to have a little more space and time to be with each other.
Specifically around Great Blue Heron weekend and then the other one we'll talk about, the other larger one, Labor Day weekend. The number of stages has changed, hasn't it?
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
Right.
We're going to work with two stages. We're going to have the dance tent for the Heron. Everybody loves late night dance tent. It's got to go on Friday and something funky on Saturday. I think, and we're not going to jam the music together. We're going to like flow between one stage and the other. There'll be vendors and food to take in, you know, and still going to do the drum circle and late night stuff. People love that too. So all the elements, which really ask people what really makes the Heron.
It does. And I noticed, just like you did last summer, the number of people that were really, they just thought it was so nice to be able to talk to people, to sit down and relax for a minute and talk to other human beings. And if anything, the pandemic taught us is we were all so isolated, and then we were lucky enough that you and Steve and that cast of characters, you talked about all of us all summer long, we realized how important human connection is, and being able to connect with one another and talk to one another. That's big stuff. Yeah. So you said food. We are going to have food trucks there.
Food vendors and trucks or whatever, traditional tent vendors, you know, and craft vendors. Everybody loves the shopping at the
Heron
Mall.
Yep, the Heron Mall. Yeah. You know, I will tell you, I have a memory I will never forget from 2019. And the memory is of you. And that of course was the year of the chicken, which is an inside joke for those of us that work there, but it was Sunday morning, and I had just pulled up to the house like 6 a.m, and I had worked all night, and I pulled up to the house in the golf cart. I was going to park the golf cart for a second, and you came out of the house and were so excited and went, "Take me to the dance tent. They are still playing." And I took you up to the dance tent, and the look of sheer delight on your face made everything worthwhile. It really did. You know, I want to tell you that's a memory I will always have.
I think I changed shower and I said sleep, and I'm ready to go again.
Yep. I don't plan on sleep. Once Thursday hits of that weekend, me and sleep become distant. We're like, no, we don't even have a relationship anymore. So
it's hard to sleep. It's just so much fun going on.
And there's and you talked about some other things, and just so the listeners know, later on in another segment, I'm going to have Paige and Jen on here, and we'll talk about ticketing, camping. There are volunteer opportunities, are there not, again this year, Julie?
Right. We haven't opened up the applications, but by the time you hear this, they'll be open. The vendor apps are open.
Right. And ticketing is only through one source for the music weekends. And again, I'll talk about those mechanics with Paige and Jen. So you've got time. You don't have to run away from your stereo or computer right now. You just grab a piece of pen and a piece of paper and a pen later, and I'll talk about the mechanics with them about how that all works, because Also, we're going to maintain our status as a campground, correct, this summer?
Right? Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. We're going to open in the middle of May, and we're going to do our May Day on Memorial Day, Sunday.
Okay.
With the maypole and all that. And we'll be opening into the middle of October. You know, that's all the Airbnbs and campsites. And,
yeah, well, that,
you know, we're not going to program it up. It's going to be like in nature, you know, see the night skies and hang out with people, you know.
Yep. Well, yeah, that's pretty much my life. I move out there like at the beginning of May from Thursday to Monday every week until October. It's kind of like, okay, I just, this is my calendar. That's what I do.
You're one lucky guy.
I am a very lucky human being. I really am. I consider myself very fortunate, you know, to be able to be part of that. So, but we've got a lot planned this summer, and I talked about other segments we're going to talk about. The lineups are available at the heron.org website. They're available on every piece of social media that can see who's playing what weekend. And hopefully in this same show, I'm going to have another segment with Todd, and we'll talk about some of the bands that are booked and some of the flavors of the different weekends, you know. So, but what's your feel on it? What's your take on it, Julie?
Oh, I'm so excited about the music. Lots of new things, not lots of new artists we've never seen before. I always like that part. Discovery and stuff. And, you know, who's going to be somewhat traditional with Down at the Buffalo and Town Pants, Probables.
Yeah.
Our favorites, you know, but, and that's great, but I really like opening up to some other styles of music. We've had a funk weekend and a bluegrass weekend and a one with more deadhead music and you know, just playing around with different genres more so than we can ever fit within one Heron weekend. So.
Oh yeah, yeah, I can, because there's one weekend I can see that is a funk weekend. There's one that has a real reggae flavor to it, a real reggae dubstep flavor to it. Uh-huh. There's one that has a very, very raw folky feel to it. And I'm really excited about the Rev Payton's Big Damn Band during Great Blue Heron, because I've seen them several times when I was living down south. And that little three-piece can tear an entire crowd up. They can work them up big, you know? So
that's going to be exciting. They were part of our 2020 lineup, so it was good that we were able to secure them again and actually get to see them this time.
Yeah, and Pokey Lafarge, I've seen him out on the road. He is so much fun. And that's that's Labor Day weekend right there. And he's fun. I mean, he's a great musician, but he's fun.
I just laugh every time I watch his music and his videos and stuff. I'm like, this guy's a character.
Well, the other part about being a campground, and you and I were talking about this before we started the formal interview portion of this, is when I talk to people here in Western New York that are heron goers that are excited about coming back, I'm always amazed at the number of people that don't know that that is a working farm. That farm, you know, that down at the farm store near in the house where you can buy beef or chicken, you know, or eggs, that's a working farm with cows, with chickens, huge mushroom yard, big vegetable gardens. So when you're shopping in the farm store at the Heron, you're getting things from right off the land there.
We're very proud of where we've come on that part. We've been farming since 2008, I believe, you know, and Steve took to raising beef, you know, grass-fed, regenerative agriculture, and Ryan works right alongside him, managing the animals, take care of all that. We're juggling a number of things, and it's hard for people to
And you talked about Ryan, and that is something we should mention, too. Is that on the two weekends, the July 4th weekend, Great Blue Heron, and the Beyond the Blue 4 Labor Day weekend, are Ryan and Janice going to do Fire Circle, Fire and Drum Circle, those two weekends?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, definitely.
All right. Yep.
Yep, they're looking forward to that. Looking for crew, of course, the regular people. Hopefully they'll show up and same with every other crew. We're hoping our volunteers will come back to the fold and help us pull this off. You know, we're really based, volunteer-based organization.
We are.
We have never been able to do this ourselves. We want to do it ourselves. And so we need tons of volunteers on every weekend, and we hope
Given what I do, I'm really looking forward to help. So it's like, I'm really,
Yeah. It's good to be part of something.
It is.
Believe in and love and, you know.
Yep.
I wouldn't do it if I wasn't already doing it.
Oh, I wouldn't. Trust me, you know me. I wouldn't do what I do every weekend from May to October if I didn't believe in it. And I believe in what you do out there. I believe in what we're doing. And I can use the word we're. I believe in that. I'm so excited for you, for ourselves, for the core crew, for the crew that hasn't been there for a couple years and will come back, and most importantly, for the people of Western New York, that the atmosphere, the spirit, the feel of the Great Blue Heron Music Festival is coming back this year, and that people can attend and have that be part of their lives again. And I can't thank you enough for having faith in your crew around you, for having faith in the people to go ahead and do this again. I can't thank you enough for it.
Well, thank you. I feel it. That's why we do it, you know?
Yeah.
There's just, you know, so much love in the mix.
Yeah, there is. So, but I'm going to get back into the music. And like I said, another segment coming up here, I'm going to talk to Paige and Jen. And we'll talk about the mechanics so people have it for where you get your tickets or how you reserve a campsite or an Airbnb, some of the mechanics of volunteering, and we'll get those in place. And I'm going to let you get back to your evening because we're recording this in the evening and an evening walk. And this will be out, folks, and you'll hear me talk about it near the end, but this is a weekly show that is also done as a podcast with a permanent archive. You can share it with every member of the Heron Tribe. You can get it out there and get Julie's words out to people and get that warm, welcoming, wonderful voice back in their ears as we head into the summer. So, and I'll talk later about how you can do that and how you can be part of that yourself, be part of spreading the Heron word and spreading the Heron vibe. So thank you so much, Julie. I thank you for being you and for having the place and for just being who you are.
Thanks, Kip. Appreciate this. And hi, everybody. See you soon.
Lately, I've been feeling low, thinking there's no way to go. Change the world from how it seems to the vision of our dreams. Rivers of history flow with human misery. You can hear angels crying, spear tips, slave ships throwing Christians to the lion. Sense of grace came my way, said I should take the day, put my faith into the light, and let my being fill with life. 'Cause when you think all of the good can never be enough to overcome all that has gone wrong, some more bad news. Seems to be no time to lose. The earth is shaking and the seas are on the rise. Grab your tools, choose a task. We are the ones that will have to ask. Like a love strong sobriquet, there's a difference to be made. And when you think all of the good can never be enough to overcome all And I'd like to thank the green earth and the mystic breeze, the heavens above.
Shoulders an Elmady. Go and play among the beasts, never once no shame. You can roam around without a fear, just remember your name. The lion and the lamb, they harmonize. But even Eden's home to demons, they can mesmerize. Keep your eyes on me, watch and learn how to be. If you keep a hold of me, you'll truly be free. The sky is clear for all eternity. This ground is yours, what more could you ever need? Into forever arm in arm. Feel the peace within the breeze. Breathe in here my work of art. Every morning you appear to be more and more like me. And as you grow, so does my love for thee. For you I'd split the sea. Guards your every want, but I sense a lonesome life's a burdened one. Take your slumber, you'll awake to eyes like your eyes, two hands that fit in your hands, bone of your bone.
That was the Arcadian Wild with Summer Walk. Just before that was Jim Donovan and the Sun King Warriors with The Last Dance. Before that, Driftwood with Lay Like You Do. Donna the Buffalo working on that. We had a long interview and talk with Julie Rockcastle, and we opened with the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band with Clap Your Hands. Those bands, those are only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of the bands that you're going to hear at the Great Blue Heron Music Festival July 1st to 3rd out at the Heron there outside of Sherman, New York on Waits Corner Road. Donna the Buffalo, Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, The Town Pants, Driftwood, Sun King Warriors, The Probables, Dr. Bacon, The Calm Down, Rosie and the Bros, Richie and Rosie, Buffalo Zydeco, New Planets, PA Line, Julia, the Tiger Maple String Band, Orchestra Morala, Stude Mulligan, Bill Ward and Friends, Uncle Ben's Remedy, Nick and Oliver, the Sly Boots Circus, Griffin and the Sly Boots Circus, they'll all be there. And as Julie was talking about, there are four other weekends. We're spreading this out through the summer. So there's another weekend, Beyond the Blue One, July 15th to 17th, with Upstate, Bella's Bar Talk, The Arcadian Wild, Dirty Blanket, Folk Faces, The Plate Scrapers, Beyond the Blue Two, July 29th to 31st, with a Giant Panda Gorilla Dub Squad, Keith Sokola, Root Shock, Carlos Jones and a Plus Band, The Mosaic Foundation, December Wind, Kite String, Beyond the Blue 3 with Jim Cotta, Funk You, The Comb Down, Caleb Hawley, Oregon Fairchild, that's August 19th to 21st, Beyond the Blue 4, Labor Day weekend, Pokey Lafarge, The Ryan Montebu Band, Dr. Bacon, Eric Brewer and Friends, The Hen House Prowlers, John Welton and The Awakening, Dead Alliance Buffalo, The Audience, Universal Funk Order, Smilo and the Ghost, The Honey Smugglers, New Speedway, Deep Fried and Dipped in Honey, Three Ukuleleds, Bill Ward, Painted Birds, Vincent Banjo and Company, Archimedes, St. Vith. We've got a big summer planned. And we've got five weekends planned. And so what's going to happen is I'm going to give you a little flavor for the rest of the show of some of that music. And there's another thing you need to understand about this show. This show, Desolation Angel Radio, is a podcast, of course, of mine, a radio show that you can find on Spotify, on iHeartRadio, on Stitcher, on Apple Podcasts. But more importantly, it has its own archive and library and its own website on Podbean, desolationangel.podbean.com. And what's going to happen now for the next few months is Desolation Angel Radio becomes Heron Radio. And so we'll talk once a week about what's upcoming, and we'll go over some of the music, some of the bands, some of the upcoming events, interviews with people, interviews with some of the artists, and we'll talk about those weekends. You can start to plan your summer and talk about what's happening out at the Heron at the campground. I'm going to get back into the music. We'll do a little overview. I was talking with Julie, and you heard me talking about Jen and Paige and Todd and things like ticketing and camping and how to do Airbnbs. We'll talk about that in another segment here near the bottom, but let's get back into the music, and we'll kind of do an overview of the rest of the summer before we get to me breaking in again. So let's go with We're on the Move Now by Folk Faces. My buddy Tyler, you can count on the fact that Tyler and I will have an interview here on the radio. Tyler and I are fun together. But let's get back into it. We're on the Move Now, Folk Faces.
Turn around. We're on the move now. We're standing on ground. How long? How long? How long? Oh, it's true, been marching. You know, down in Jamaica, when everything's feeling good, they say, Irie.
Irie.
Sun paints the western sky, and as far as the eye can see, the water stretches out to greet the horizon. And I know that soon the only light we'll see is that of a million stars. And I believe right now I could catch one. That's right, I could catch a fall. Yes, I could catch a falling star. The way this feels right now, I wish could be the rest of my life. So sweet the taste, like mango, banana, and sugar cane. Sampling all that the island has to offer, savoring the juice, said I will. A falling star, and I will never turn it loose, yeah. And I will catch a falling star. Yes, I will catch a falling star. Say that when you catch a falling star, no matter where you are, you can always get that feeling when you remember.
Falling star.
Oh, nah. We will catch a falling star.
they're all the same. It's all the same. And I've lost track of time, but losing track is all in the mind. It's in the mind. It's all in the mind.
Jim Cotta with All in the Mind. They have one of the weekends, as we talked about, extending the music all summer long, and they're the headliner for Back to the Blue 3 or After the Blue 3. And there's an upcoming show that we'll devote, one of the upcoming weekly shows, and we'll devote that to that weekend. Just before that, we had Carlos Jones and the Plus Band with Catch a Falling Star and Giant Panda Gorilla Dub Squad with Love You More. They have Beyond the Blue 3. And again, there'll be an upcoming show, one of the upcoming weekly shows, and we'll concentrate on that weekend and that type of music. And before that, we had Bella's Bar Talk with Garden Song, Folk Faces with We're on the Move Now, and had closed out that last set with the Arcadian Wild Summer Walk. And they are all the weekend of July 16th, Beyond the Blue 2. And we'll devote an upcoming show to that. This is Kip Williams. And as I said, Desolation Angel Radio becomes Heron Radio for this part of the year. And here's my commitment to you, is that weekly we'll bring a show, and there'll be more information on upcoming weekends, upcoming festival news, interviews with people. I had said we were going to talk to Paige and Jen about things like, because we're opening as a campground mid-May, as Julie said, but how to make camping reservations on Hip Camp. We'll talk with Paige about that, how to talk, and how to make Airbnb reservations. We'll talk to Jen about that. Plus, there's all the volunteer opportunities coming up, and they'll be able to talk about that, that portion, and how to get to that in the website. I had said we would do that this, but I don't like to run shows longer than an hour, hour 15 minutes, hour and a half. And so next week, Easter Sunday, that show, we will have Jen and Paige on. And I had said we would talk to Todd. We will have Todd on, and we'll again do an overview of the summer and a lot of the music, and we'll talk about what's coming. And the shows are always available on social media. Like I say, this show, available on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts. But if you go right to desolationangel.podbean.com, you can find every episode and keep yourself subscribed and updated there. And it will pop up once a week, and make sure you share, because every one of these episodes is shareable, that you share it with your friends, and make sure that we get the word out about the hair. And if you wonder what this is about, for me, it's really simple. The pandemic taught me a couple lessons because of the conditions of my life. A lot of things happened in 2018, 2019 in my life, and then the pandemic occurred. And all of a sudden, I developed two brand new families. There was the family I worked with, which is in the day job, and incredible heroes over the last couple of years, people whom I will love forever, and who gave me my sense of purpose, my sense of mission back, and allowed me to lead them. And then this family, the Heron family, who, when I had nothing, took me in and trusted me and gave me a family again, and people whom I love, and they love me. Julie, Steve, Paige, Jen, Ryan, Janice, Josh, Todd, William, going beyond that, you know, Tammy, Jessica, Dominic, just, you know, Big Mike hanging out back there all the time with Ryan, and always so, he's such a utility infielder, but just incredible human being, you know, Faith, incredible people who are my family and whom I love and who love me. And that's why I do it, and why I kind of devote myself to this, because they allowed me to believe in people again. And especially as we all worked together in the summer of 2020 to make it a campground, and then through last summer as we expanded that a little bit, and then finally focused and said, okay, here's what we're going to do this coming summer. We're going to be a campground, and we're going to do festivals, and we're going to do, you know, music weekends, and allowing me to be a part of that is my privilege and my honor, and something that I love. And I love doing this show. I love putting this out there for people. So next week, Easter Sunday, Paige and Jen with the mechanics of how to camp, how to do Airbnbs, things like, you know, volunteer coordination, you know, how to volunteer. Todd with an overview of the whole summer. And then from then on, every week, hopefully we'll have some interviews with some of the artists and talk about what's upcoming and how things go with that. We stay tuned. We got a lot here. And like I say, spread this, share it. You know, don't just keep it to yourself. Spread this episode out. It's very shareable if you go to that website, and you can send it out to your friends. You can use Facebook, Twitter, Insta, you know, whatever you use, and get it out there so that people can hear about it. I'm going to close with two of the headliners from Labor Day weekend, what we're calling Beyond the Blue 4, Pokey LaFarge and Ryan Montablue. Thank you for listening. I'll be back with you next week with those things that I talked about, and we will hear even more music from more artists that we have planned over the summer. Desolation Angel Radio, which has now become Heron Radio, and I used to close it a particular way for 8 years, and I don't close it anymore since the pandemic that way. The way I close it after my experiences is simple. What we learned is that it was twofold. One, our actions determined the health and welfare of another human being, and we needed to stay connected to people and love them. So bear those things in mind, because we have that responsibility in life, that it is about community and connection, and it's also about caring for the other person and understanding that what we do affects other people. And I think that's what we're trying to build out there. I love you all, and I will talk to you again next week. Pokey LaFarge, Something in the Water, and Ryan Montablu right after that.
She got a broke down El Camino in the front yard up on Broad. Her mom walks around in a pink knockdown, sandals and white socks. She don't mind a baseball game in the middle of the light and in the rain. She's a pain in my brain, drives me insane, but I love her just the same. Boys, love her just the same. Something in the water, something in the water. What makes her crazy? I don't know. Never seen anything like her before. There must be something in the water. She does her makeup and hair, could cook fried chicken in her underwear. She drinks malt liquor for lunch and dinner and sends me running scared. She yells, she screams, and she beats me, but I don't mind the way she treats me. She'll someday lead to my death, I know, but I stay with her just the same. Boys, stay with her just the same. Something in the water, something in the water. What makes her crazy? I don't know. Never seen anything like her before. But there must be something in the water. Shake the watermelon off the vine. She'll blow you a fist, throw you a kiss, and you'll thank her every time. They're all so crazy and beautiful, but I tell you, the woman is never dull. They'll break your back, give you a heart attack, but you need them just the same, boy. Need them just the same. Something in the water, there's something in the water. Makes her crazy, I don't know. Never seen anything like her before. There must be something in the water. What makes her crazy, I don't know. Never seen anything like her before. There must be something in the water. Yep, there must be something in the water. There must be something in the water.
So bad I thought I was king of the world. And I drank till daylight. I mean, I never stopped once until my hands finally fell. And I fought my daytime self with a mighty dose of hay. Look at nighttime me. And I never do win that battle, but I fought it over and over and over and over, it seems. I saw an old man smiling on a park bench feeding the pigeons, and my head was spinning. As my young body ached, I wished for an old man's vision. And I watch the way he moves, slow, serene, and lucky to be alive. Thought to myself, I'm never gonna make it that far. Too many more nights like last night. And I'd rather be 75 and sunny than acting like I'm 17 and freezing again. I'd rather be up early in the morning than up late at night again, erasing memories of where I've been. Or to be through at 52 someday, stone-faced and bleary-eyed. You better believe I'm living for the moment, but my moment's growing bigger by and by. And I got a best friend. She don't drink or smoke like I've been known to. And she's got religion. And she's a one-woman dynamo and lights up every room she goes to. She says the light that's there won't go nowhere, no way. She don't spend every second smiling, but she's learning something exciting every day. She'd rather be 75 and sunny than 29 with a chance of showers all the time. She'd rather be old as dirt than new as any $9 bottle of wine. Or to be 40, 35, mama stone with her back to the wind. You better believe she living for the moment, but her moment is the whole damn thing. And I see these spin kids, double wide-eyed, rolling and rolling and tumbling. And they're roaming in inches, taking the high dive approach and screaming towards the water. Their hearts race a million miles as they buy another smile from a jar. And their bodies are screaming for the water, and you know, I just hope they can make it that far. I hope they're 75 and sunny, not 29, but a chance of flurries all the time. I hope we're all old as dirt, not new as every $25 ride that we try. Or to be 40, 35, mama stone with our backs to the wind. You better believe I'm living for the moment, but my moment, son's the whole damn thing. And I say I'd rather be 75, oh how nice, how easy for me to say. I've never broken a bone in my life, let alone had my heart or a hip replaced. And I keep this furious pace. And I still feel so good and strong. I do get tempted for a taste, just a taste, to keep me going, 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 going. Yeah, but I got a notion that everything I learned been coming around. My devotion to the new thing, and the next thing, and the hip thing is slowing down. And I got a light in here, won't go nowhere, no way. And I don't spend every second smiling, and I ain't trying, but I'm excited for every day. 'Cause I'd rather be 75 and sunny, 29 with a chance of showers all the time. I'd rather be old and in the way than this year's new kid running for my life. Or to be through at 52 someday, stone-faced and bleary-eyed. Better believe I'm living for the moment, but my moment. Better believe I'm living for the moment, but these moments. You better believe I'm living for the moment, but my moment's growing bigger by and by. By and by. By and by. Thank you.